That invasion of Italy would lead to the overthrow of Mussolini. He was deposed, actually, by a combination of a palace intrigue behind the Italian king, Victor Emmanuel. I think this is one of the interesting things about the fascist regime in Italy. Although Mussolini had talked about the totalitarian state, he was Il Duce, the leader, the fascists controlled Italy, the monarchy in Italy had remained in place, and therefore it became a point of crystallization for opposition forces against Mussolini. Individuals, forces within the Italian army now wanted to sue for peace, to surrender to the Western allies, and to make the best possible deal they could with the Americans and the British. And this was done in early 1943. Mussolini, pushed from power, would be rescued by the Germans, who sent troops flowing into Italy, into southern Italy, to block the advance of the Allied armies up the Italian peninsula. In early 1943, then, the fascist regime of Benito Mussolini, which had dominated Italy since 1922, ceased to exist. Mussolini would be put in charge of a puppet state dominated by the Germans in the north, but Italian fascism as a political movement had been defeated. While the Western Allies were moving toward victory in North Africa and then in Sicily and Italy, events in Russia on the Eastern Front also would reach their denouement. In the East, the Battle of Stalingrad, fought between November 1942 and February 1943, would mark the turning point of the Second World War on the Eastern Front. The Battle of Stalingrad would take on absolutely epic proportions. Stalingrad was to be a key hinge in the German attack into the Caucasus. The Russians had rushed to protect the city, and although it was of strategic importance, I think the battle quickly took on, for both Stalin and for Hitler, enormous symbolic importance. As Hitler would say in a speech to the party faithful in Munich in late 1942, when he believed he'd won the Battle of Stalingrad, he said, "Well, it doesn't make any difference that the city is named for Stalin. It could have had a different name." And then he proceeded to reel off statistics about the manganese and iron and so on that were shipped through this important port city on the Volga. But it did have enormous symbolic importance, and this was to be the one great titanic struggle that would break or make the German position in the East. That battle of Stalingrad would take on the proportions of one of the great battles of the First World War, the grisly combat that we described in our discussion of the battles of Verdun, the Battle of the Somme. Casualties would be measured in the hundreds of thousands. The battle would begin in November, would be fought through a grim, bitterly cold Russian winter. And in February of 1943, the German Sixth Army would surrender, surrounded, cut off by Russian troops. The Germans would suffer over 300,000 casualties. The Battle of Stalingrad marked the end of any sort of major German offensive operations on the Eastern Front. The National Socialist regime would launch no more major assaults in the East. Henceforth, Germany would be backpedaling. The Germans would be attempting to hold a Red Army, which after the Battle of Stalingrad would begin the relentless march toward the West, toward Germany. I think it is also, however, indicative and something that should be underscored. Even after this great victory of the Red Army at Stalingrad in February of 1943, it would be two more years of long, brutal fighting before the Red Army would reach Berlin.